This is the Why Fish Radio Podcast from why-fish.com.
Went up on the hill about 12 o'clock, reached right back and got me a pole. Went to the hard one, got me a hook, placed that line right on that hook. Says you've been fishing all the time, I'm going to fish it too. I bet your life, your loving wife, catch more fish in you. Any fish bite, got good bait, here's a little something I would like to lay. Any fish bite, got good bait, I'm a going to fish it. Yes, I'm going to fish it. I'm a going to fish it too.
From the Absolute Net Radio Studios, here are your Why Fish Radio hosts, Brad and Brad.
Hello and welcome back to Why Fish Radio. We're now in episode 3. We are the very first fishing show on podcast that we know of. We're brought to you by Absolute Net Solutions and Absolute Radio. Net Radio, I'm sorry. My sponsor is going to kill me here for that one. Get the thank yous out of the way. Thank you to Dave Miller from the Miller Report of Absolute Net Radio for engineering this broadcast for us. I am Brad, and the other Brad.
I am Brad.
Today, what Brad's been hoping for since the last show, ice fishing, early ice. Up here in North Dakota, Minnesota, Canadian border, we're having a late fall. The non-hunters here among us are chomping at the bit to get some hard water fishing going, and I'm just going to turn Brad loose and let him kind of drive the conversation here, because I'm still deer hunting. He's given up. He's ready to hit the ice, and I'll get there.
Well, the boat's not put away yet, but there's no question I've got hard water on the mind. And early ice, it's such a great time of year. And, you know, obviously safety's got to be the paramount consideration. I have walked out on as little as 2 inches of ice, and don't really recommend it for anyone, especially when you realize just how little you have, you know, beneath your feet. But, you know, 4 inches, if you take the necessary precautions and, you know, wear a life jacket, have your old safety spikes with you, don't do anything stupid, you know, go with a friend, tell people where you're going, that kind of basic stuff. Early hard water can be a lot of fun. I'm not sure what it is, but those fish are aggressive and they're in a mood to bite.
Perfect example, Lake of the Woods last year. I got my very first trip. Brad was nice enough to invite me, take a couple days off of work midweek, get up there. 6 inches of ice, 75 walleyes. It was a dandy time. I remember back about, 2001, got a tip on a hot bite. I believe it was Stump Lake, North Dakota was the hot spot that year for perch. Made the trek out there one afternoon, 1 o'clock. In the afternoon, I don't know, it gets dark up here. What did you say, about four? We got out there, 6 inches of ice. A little spooky to walk on, but safe. We took the necessary precautions. Five guys, 250 perch before sunset, getting start at 1 o'clock. Early ice. Why do they start that good early ice? Why don't they hang on through January?
Part of the problem, of course, is that a lot of them do go home in buckets. But it's almost like the winter equivalent of the dog days, I think. They do definitely slow down as you get later into the winter. But, you know, the other thing to talk about ice fishing is, especially for someone who's never done it, they get this idea that ice fishing is sitting out on a bucket and freezing your tail off. And I don't know about you, but not real big into the cold myself. Much prefer being warm. And in fact, I can't think of too many times I've actually sat out on the ice and, you know, suffered. Portable fish houses these days, there's any number of resorts anywhere in the North Country that'll rent a house. It's a relatively inexpensive investment. And certainly worth the price when it comes to staying warm. But again, you talk about the why fish concept, and you don't need a lot of equipment to really enjoy it. There are some things I think you do need when it comes to ice fishing. You know, first of all, being a decent portable house, I think you need a heater. And from there, you can get as technical or as basic as you want. You know, you could have a pointed stick with some string wrapped around it and a bobber, and you're going to catch fish. Or you can have a fancy ice fishing rod, reels, you know, all kinds of whiz-bang electronics. But Beyond the house and the heater, you can get pretty simple.
I got to ask, a kid in northern Minnesota, did you have the broken hockey stick with the string wrapped around it?
Well, I must confess, I never really did. My slap shot wasn't that hard, so my sticks were never broken. But I did have a pointed stick, one with a spike through it. And I tell you what hooked me on ice fishing was the fact that when I was a kid, we would go out and the fishing was spectacular. There's really no other way to describe it. I mean, that bobber was going down all the time. And I got the bug at an early age, and it certainly hasn't gone away.
The people who, like myself, who took fishing up later in life, I've rarely never known anything but the portable shack, the nice spinning reel, the heater, and knowing what needs, you know, just the comforts of winter. When you started, when did you start exactly?
I think the first ice fishing trips I can remember going on, I would have been, probably about 12, 13 years old. It was kind of a Christmas tradition. We'd go out and rent a couple houses on Lake of the Woods for a couple of days. And luckily, we were close enough that we could drive back and forth. It wasn't like we had to plan a lot of time in advance to do this. We could drive there for the day and come home again at night. And that was, it was usually about once a winter I would do that, but we always caught fish. And once I got out of college, I really got into it. I got my own portable house, and it's been all downhill ever since.
The question I was leading up to is, when I go out, I've been doing this since 2000, and there's literally shanty towns all over the place. When you got started, say in the 80s, I'm sure you fished in the 80s on the ice. Was there the fishermen that we see now here in the 21st century?
You certainly didn't see the portables. I mean, you saw a fair number, your average angler would build a homemade fish house, and you saw a lot of that. But, as far as fancy pop-up shelters, you didn't see anything like that. And you certainly didn't see the crowds. You didn't see, snowmobiles weren't as good back in those days, for one thing. You didn't have the tow sleds. You didn't have the mobility. I mean, that's a sort of a concept that's just popped up in the past 10 years. It's been a great thing for promoting this sport. But again, with popularity comes responsibility and a little bit of consideration for the resource. And even through the winter, those fish are very catchable, and it's got to be thought about.
In talking about the why fish concept, I think one of the things that would really get the new fisher person out on the ice is, especially up here in the North Country, is just the sheer fact that winters get long. I mean, we get literally 2 to 3 months of below zero temperatures. You're stuck in the house. I mean, you go to work, the sun's down. You come home, the sun's down. When you get a weekend, it just seems to make sense. If you can go out somewhere, get a little sun, maybe sit in a shack, maybe not, catch a few fish, hang out with your friends or your family or whoever you want to hang out with. It just seems to make sense, doesn't it?
It makes great sense. I can't imagine going through winter without being able to go ice fishing. I mean, it would be like going through the winter without NHL hockey. Actually, it wouldn't be. It would be much worse than that. But I mean, it is. It's really sort of an ingrained part of the culture, and it's amazing to see people from other parts of the country that didn't grow up with ice fishing. They don't understand what it's about. You know, that you can actually go out on a frozen lake and catch fish. It's a pretty cool thing, pun completely intended.
You're a wise guy with the old NHL comment. Just remember, we still have college hockey. We are in college hockey country. But those NHL fans, I feel for you, because you're not getting any this year. But back to fishing. And I lost my thought completely. Think me up a new one.
Talk a little bit about what it took to get you started in ice fishing. I mean, how did that all come together?
Well, once I got hooked on the fishing part in the summer, just the invitation to go on the ice was enough. It didn't take much more than saying, hey, you got this little 3-foot rod and there's going to be a fish pulling on the other end. And well, as history tells, that's all it really took for me. It's just become another part of my year. I mean, it's actually to the point where about 95 degree day in August, you're sitting there going, Man, I sure wish I was on a sheet of ice, but in reverse. A 30 below February day, I'm sitting here going, I sure wish I was trolling for walleyes in my boat right now in 90 degrees. It's just one of those things. I mean, you got to get out and do it. It's another great avenue to go. And we've kind of gotten off our subject of early ice. But something I want to touch on as far as ice fishing is how to take kids out there. I think that's pretty important, is getting the kids out there, don't you?
Well, I think the key component there is get them somewhere where they're going to have some action. It doesn't matter if it's going to be a bite for big walleyes. Get them out on a lake that's loaded with small perch, bluegills, you know, panfish, fish that are going to cooperate. And, you know, what I remember from getting started as a kid fishing, I didn't care what I caught, but I sure wanted to catch it. And I tell you, when you get them started at an early age like that, in a situation where they have some success, they're going to pick it up and they're going to run with it.
Another thing that's come to mind as our show comes to a close is the basics of ice fishing. Things you're going to need. You don't need all the fancy electronics. You don't need the top of the notch $50 rod with spinning reel. All you basically need is a way to get a hole cut in the ice, a stick, some string, some hooks, and maybe some minnows. A great place to take a look at this is icefishingworld.com. There's a great checklist on there. It's, you print it out, you can go right down the checklist. It's the basics of what you need, from gloves and hats and mittens to hooks, lines, bobbers, anything else you're going to need. Take a look at that. It's icefishingworld.com. Great, great resource to go to. And I just think, With ice coming on, it's going to get exciting, and this, I'm sure, will not be the last time we talk about ice fishing this winter.
I sure hope not. And, you know, another thought I'll leave you with as this show winds down is keep it simple and travel light when you go out there. Because remember, anything you bring out on the ice, you're going to have to pack up and take home with you at the end of the day. And when it's 20 below and it's getting dark and you feel like you have 10 thumbs, there's something to be said for being able to just throw everything in a backpack, toss it in the back of your snowmobile, in the back of the truck, and be on your way.
And as this show comes to a close, I just want to remind you, as last time, the phone is ringing in the studio. Just get out and fish. Enjoy it. Have a good time. And from Why Fish Radio, have a good one.
Look down the river. About 1 o'clock, by the catfish swimming around. I got the hunger, getting what to do. I'm gonna get me a catfish too. Yeah, you better fish him all the time. I'm gonna fish him too. I bet your life, your lovely wife, catch more fish in you. Any fish bite, got good bait. Here's a little something I would like to relate. Any fish bite, got good bait. I'm gonna fish him. Yes, I'm gonna fish him. I'm gonna fish.
You have been listening to the Why Fish Radio Podcast with Brad and Brad from why-fish.com. Why Fish Radio was produced by Absolute Net Radio. Find us on the web at absolutenetsolutions.com.
Put on the skillet, let my lead. Mama gonna cook a really short bread. Tell you been fishing all the time. I'm gonna fish it too. Bet your life, loving wife, get more fish in you. Any fish bite, got good bait. Here's a little something I would like to say. Any fish bite, got good bait. I'm a gonna fish in. Yes, I'm gonna fish in. I'm a gonna fish in too.